AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Thanksgiving Day 2021 is winding down. Many more families gather together this year than last. Now it's time for Black Friday, although many big retailers like Target, Best Buy, and Walmart decided not to open their doors tonight as they had in years past.
The National Retail Federation predicts an increase as much as 10.5% compared with last year. Senior Director Catherine Cullen.
We're expecting at least 158 million shoppers. Those are people who are already planning to shop.
Collins says many don't plan to wait until Friday.
A lot of retailers offer their deals across, their mobile channels, across their e-commerce sites, as well as in stores. And so there's a little less pressure for consumers to sort of line up the way they may have in the past.
The big question, whether supply shortages, higher prices, and staffing issues might leave shoppers disappointed. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden and the First Lady visited a Coast Guard station on Nantucket today to thank military members for their service. The Thanksgiving Day parade came back in full force in New York City after a scaled-back event last year because of the pandemic. Jackson Downey was there.
Everyone was wearing masks. It felt really safe being outside, and it was just great seeing everything and getting the energy of the crowd.
New COVID concerns from the World Health Organization, which has identified a new virus variant in South Africa. It's spreading quickly and has been identified in Hong Kong as well because of people who had been traveling.
One thing that we know about variants is that they don't only need to emerge, they also need to be amplified by super spreading events.
Forecasters are warning parts of the Pacific Northwest could see another 3 inches of rain. The Las Vegas Raiders had the lead in the third quarter of their Thanksgiving matchup against the Cowboys in Dallas. This is AP News. A game-ending field goal pushes the Bears past the Lions.
The Bears snap a five-game skid, edging the Lions 16-14 on Thanksgiving. Cairo Santos kicked three field goals, including the game-winning 28-yarder as time expired to help Chicago improve to 4-7. Andy Dalton threw for 317 yards and a touchdown to Jimmy Graham, but it was wide receiver Darnell Mooney who paced the offense with his five catches for 123 yards.
A win solves everything, nice. Nice to get back into the, facility.
Jared Goff returned from an oblique injury to throw for 171 yards and touchdown tosses to Josh Reynolds and TJ Hawkinson, but it wasn't enough as Detroit drops to 0-10-1. Denny Cab, Detroit.
There may have been oysters at your Thanksgiving table, but it's a bad year for farming them in parts of the South. Deluges along Mississippi's coast, combined with a freshwater breach 2 years ago, has sharply reduced the oyster population. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.